Give us this day our daily bread. I could not help but think of this part of the Lord's Prayer a few years ago as an episode of Iron Chef America came on while I had the TV tuned to the Food Network. If you're not familiar with the concept of the show, a challenger chef enters Kitchen Stadium to challenge one of eight Iron Chefs in a multi-course meal contest that must be prepared and presented to a panel of judges in 1 hour. The only stipulation is that there is a main ingredient, something that must be featured in every single dish, which the chairman selects and reveals seconds before the battle. In this particular episode, I was intrigued by the challenger, Stephanie Izard, who I watched win a season of another popular cooking show, Top Chef. So I chose to keep the TV tuned there and began to watch the episode as she decided to face Iron Chef Michael Simon, who was that season the Iron Chef with the best record in Kitchen Stadium. But it was when the chairman lifted the veil to reveal a table bursting with varying kinds of bread as the secret ingredient that I was hooked. It was genius. Every style of cooking and ethnic cuisine features a bread of some sort. More often than not, bread is a side dish, it's the boundary of a sandwich, or a delicious utensil or container for the food. Rarely is it a primary ingredient that must sing through the dish, even if it is a staple for much of the world. Give us today our daily bread. Unless you're on a diet, as one judge pointed out early in the show. Then bread is the first item to go, she said. And she's left dreaming of a warm French baguette. Which I cannot help but think is such a luxury, to give up bread. Especially when bread is what we live on. Not only physically, but in so many other ways. It is what God continually cooks up, intoxicating us with the smell of freshly baked nourishment, even when things are difficult. Give us today our daily bread. These six words seem both incredibly apt and perhaps challenging to pray for many in the world right now. But perhaps the difficulty makes the prayer even more fervent. These past few months have pointed to the flaws in our system, the flaws that have made an incredibly trying situation worse and left so many wondering how they will pay their rent, their mortgages, and electric bills, but also wondering from where their food, gas, and medicine will come. As our economy has suffered, so have many others. It also seems as if this pandemic and the economic crisis we have faced is mold that is infiltrating the quality bread God's baking right now, rapidly spreading and ruining the entire batch. Give us today our daily bread. It's hard to wait for the bread to bake day in and day out. Daily we wait, not just for a return to some sort of normalcy, but for what God will give to us. Just enough for today. Not enough to save up in case God forgets tomorrow, just enough for today. Trusting that God will bake and give again tomorrow. Give us today our daily bread, even if we're on a diet and the economy continues to suffer. It can be a difficult prayer in this uncertain time, but it is the only thing that we can rely on and trust right now. Like the chefs in Kitchen Stadium, God is cooking something right now, baking the bread that we need. God is whipping up a dish to feed a hungry world, not just us, but particularly those hungry for justice, especially our siblings of color. The bread that God bakes will feed those who are starved for equal opportunities and the ability to live without fear. God is hard at work preparing the next course of our meal, making sure that the needs of all are met in ways that we can't dream of. God's in the kitchen cooking against all the forces of evil that are so vulnerable. They can do nothing but run rampant through this world, doing their best to ruin God's dishes. And once God's done cooking for the day, God invites us to the table to eat together. Then tomorrow, God is back in the kitchen cooking and baking again, giving us everything we need. Not only providing the physical bread that we eat, as well as any other thing that we need, but also God's own self. God is the bread that we eat, the bread that we will eat in a few minutes together, not only nourishing our bodies and providing the carbohydrates our muscles need to work, but infiltrating our bones and the very core of our being, proving the old axiom that we are what we eat. The Spirit of God enters into our lungs, filling them and us with the breath of life. God is the wood beams that hold the roof that shelters us from storms and rain. God is the arms of a family member who holds you tight and reminds you that you are never alone. God is the neighbor who drops off dinner on your doorstep when your food runs out, feeding you not only with food, but also with the knowledge that we are still able to be in relationship during this time of distance. Everything is God's. Everything bears the mark of God. And God is in all things. Give us today our daily bread, and tomorrow, and the next day. There will always be enough because no challenger can ultimately defeat God. Not an economic crisis, not disease, and not even death. God is the master chef who will never be defeated in the kitchen of the cosmos. And God will always bake enough bread to feed the world every single day.